This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Stacy, did you hear?
Hear what?
The light at the end of the tunnel has been turned off due to budget cuts.
Are you serious? That sucks, but at the same time, baby, when the lights go out, every single word cannot express your love and tenderness.
You know what, Jess? Just play the song. Guys, it's Chelsea
and Stacy,
and this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
What up, singles?
Episode 7.
Dude, we're on 7.
Yeah.
Oh, thank heaven.
Fruit 7-Eleven.
Woo. Oh, did you get a free Slurpee on 7-Eleven
day? I totally
did. I did not.
I did. I went to the one right by the podcast studio.
Oh, no.
It was, the line was long.
I believe it. Yeah, I had to work all day, and they only had it for...
Oh, yeah,
no.
Hours,
it was like, a certain window block, so I was at work when it started and still at work when it ended.
That sucks.
You know what else? So then when I went on Facebook and it's just like, oh, like things that you posted or memories or whatever from this time a couple years ago, it showed me and, don't get jealous, another Chelsea.
I know, right?
Getting free Slurpees. I was like, this is the best day ever. So then this year I'm like at work like, aw. But I was totally unemployed last year. So what does that say?
That you got a free Slurpee, which was in your income.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so you want to let everybody get to know us a little bit?
Oh, I think I'm ready to let them get to know me. Let's take this to the next level for episode 7.
Okay, so I'm thinking we're going to break a little down.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you the about me section in my dating profile because we have gotten a little bit of feedback and people are like, "What does her profile say that she's getting these crazy guys?" And it's I genuinely am trying to find a person.
Yeah. Well, not just any person.
No, my
person.
The person.
Yeah. You want to be my lover.
La bouche. My friend Jackie would love that song. And that's her name, and she wouldn't care.
Side note, I really adore the name Jacqueline. I never thought about wedding plans until one of my dear friends in college, and she was just like, this is my guy, we're going to get married, and they actually just celebrated their 5-year anniversary.
Woo!
Yay! So I never thought about wedding plans until we went to Kroger, and she got the Knot magazine and all this other stuff. I'm like, oh, God, you have to think of a lot of these things. And then after she got married, even before she got married, she was just like, oh, my goodness, what kind of names do you want for your children? I'm like, wait, what? So then I started thinking about those things. I'm like, I really like Jacqueline. I really do.
That's not I'm so bad at accidentally hitting the bell.
You can ring my bell.
All right, so I'm going to read mine, and then Stacey's going to read hers.
Yay.
All right, so this is my About Me section of one of the dating sites that I'm on, which there's not that many. I got rid of some.
Right? We've narrowed it down.
There were some bad ones.
Yeah,
so this one is Things About Me. I'm an esthetician who's also a karaoke host on the weekends. I'm adventurous, slightly mischievous, and I'll try almost anything once. I find men with good grammar and tailored suits sexy. I have a love-hate relationship with scary movies, and I'm competitive with board games. I'm a terrible bowler, almost always trying to crack a joke, a Scrabble champion. And most times, I think Netflix makes better suggestions of what I'd like to watch than if I were to decide myself. I am a Detroit Lions fan and an optimist, so to me, every year is going to be their year. Well, hopefully this fall.
Yay!
And then underneath, there's a disclaimer because I get a lot of crazy, like, hookup requests.
Yeah.
So it says I'm not looking to hook up or send naked photos. I'm looking for someone to laugh with, dance around the kitchen, watch movies, go for walks, and have fun. Yay.
Oh, I like it.
Thanks.
That's very you.
Thanks.
It's very cute. I like it.
I think so. And it says flat on there, like, I'm not looking for the crazy hookups and the, like, naked photos. Not my bag.
So what I've learned since I am new to the online dating game is that I need to put more on the profile because I have maybe 2 sentences.
Okay. Well, okay. But you know what? I have definitely heard from people that my book of a paragraph is
hey, book.
Is too much. So
Side note, just because you said your book, so the person I was referring to, who's been married for 5 years, I told when my brother was dating his now wife, she would call him Bookie Bear. So I told my friend that just celebrated her anniversary, I was like, you should call him Bookie Bear. She goes, better yet, you should call him Bookie Bear. And I'm like, done! So I always call him Books for short, but when you spell it, it has to be B, three O's and a K, because if it's two O's, it's book. The more you know. So my
somebody profile? Just like overshot their profile. She's like, I'm gonna talk about my profile, but first let me distract you with Bookie Bear.
Right. Hey Book. Shout out to Books if he's listening, and his wife, who's one of my besties. So
she's awesome.
Right. Well, at least I hope I'm her bestie. Oh my goodness, the
table is one-sided.
I know, right? Make a decision. By the way, I've watched your children. So
that could have been construed as a threat. I'm going to say it wasn't.
No. Oh, I meant babysat them. Like, I've babysat them.
I watched your children.
Oh, that did sound terrible. That did sound terrible. I am so sorry. I retract that statement. So this is why I don't have a lot written on my profile, because
when you ramble, it gets weird.
Exactly. And then I get weird stuff. So all I put on mine was, I am a fan of a blizzard, whether it's a winter storm or a treat from Dairy Queen.
That is so true.
Yes. I love winter. I am a good time. Please don't take that the wrong way. I am on here just to meet fun people because I like having good, clean fun. If you're into hookups, I'm not your girl.
See, that's simple and to the point. I like it.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you. So, lover, wherever you are, I'm here.
Waiting.
Patiently. In prayer. So, we took it a little
into a little in-depth. Now somebody's going to be looking on dating sites being like, okay, this is what it said.
That's so creepy.
We're really excited today because we have officially have a logo for our show.
Logo. How low can you go?
And yeah.
Shout out to Jess.
Sorry, that was fun.
That is Jess, the beautiful sound engineer.
We already changed our picture on our Twitter and our Facebook. Woo. And our guys who run the podcast, because we don't know how to get to it.
Just saying. Thanks, Podcast Detroit.
They're
going to
go
us.
And help us switch it on iTunes and all that good stuff, because we're on iTunes also.
Didn't know if you forgot. We're but, there.
So you can click subscribe and follow us there.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Stacey.
Hey, girl.
Who's this show brought to us by?
The show is brought to us by Thrivent Financial.
Yes.
What up, Thrivent? They're so good to us.
They are.
So, Thrivent Financial is pleased to support Reasons Why I'm Single. While others see money as a goal, Thrivent sees it as a tool for serving your family and community. For more than a century, Thrivent has helped more than 2.3 million owners and members make financial decisions that reflect their values while also helping them live generously. To find out more about Thrivent Financial, please contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at area code 586-773-7596. Once again, 586-773-7596. Thrivent Financial, connecting finances to their people for good.
Yes.
Yay.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Thrivent.
Yes, Thrivent.
Through thick and thin, man.
Yes.
They're with us.
And let's just be real, it's been thick. Like, that's good. It's been good. We've had nothing but good times.
Yeah, no.
Where does thick and thin come from? Like a sandwich? Like if you have a lot of stuff?
Through thick and thin.
Or water?
Maybe a lot of people around you and then nobody?
I don't know.
I feel like maybe I should have Googled that before.
We don't need no stinking internet, all right? We're just going to be two real people.
Being real.
I'm just saying. So, Chels.
So, what's up, Stace?
Guess what time it is?
It's time for the
fake name letter of the day. All right, Chels. Well, I think you should reach into the bowl this time.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
That's a good one.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't hide it.
Except for Jessie. She's so scared.
Our sound girl's name is Jess.
Oh, I was thinking Saved by the Bell.
I know.
Side note, that's the only episode of Saved by the Bell that I've seen.
What?
Right. I always tell people Netflix and chill would be an ideal date for me, but boundaries must be established. No hanky-panky.
I feel like you've told us that. You have.
Have I? Yeah. Okay, because I don't watch a whole ton of TV shows, so I'm not against, like,
no,
TV.
No, I get it.
Just saying. So, did you pick a letter?
I did.
Okay.
You were talking. I was going to let you do your thing.
Sorry. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what has happened to me? Goodness.
Side note, Stacey's hair looks so good today. Thanks. We're going to post a picture so
you can
see.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks so good.
Thank God.
Oh, my gosh. I got the letter S.
What up?
Stacey.
We're not using my name,
okay,
no.
But we're not going to use Stacey's name, because what if it's a bad story?
Exactly. They're going to be like, aw, Stacey.
They're always bad stories.
I know. That's why.
Let's be real. Okay, so
what are some examples of names that begin with an S?
An S. How about Susie?
Hey, Susie.
How about Stan?
Oh, Golden Girls.
How about Stuart?
Stuart? I was like, who?
Stuart.
I was like, steer.
Wait, Stuart. What does my mama say?
Right?
What does mama say about chocolate popsicles?
I don't want to. Look what I can do.
Mama says chocolate popsicles are poop on his teeth. Stuart.
Dang it.
Look what I can do.
Aw, I did not have a chocolate popsicle today, but I did have a large Wendy's Frosty.
Ooh,
and a large
dirty
fry. Like,
did you dink them together?
You know what? I did not. But
done that before?
Yes.
For those of you who haven't, it's delish.
Delicious. But yeah.
Chocolate? Wait, it is chocolate.
Yeah, the original is
chocolate.
But then they came out with vanilla. But it was one of the boss's birthdays today, and he was just like, I really want. He's instead of doing like a cake, he goes, do Frosties and French fries fit in the budget? I was like, you quit talking sweet. We're going to make it work. So I felt like such like a terrible parent. Just like, can I have 5 fries and 5 Frosties? Can
large.
All those be large? And then one person who's very, very good with what they eat. They eat like very organic stuff. They're really good. They got a side salad and apple slices. So you know when you like get a like large meal and you're like, oh, and a Diet Coke or oh, and a water. So I'm like, 5 Frosties, 5 fries,
and a side salad with apple slices.
Parent of the year.
It was right in the microphone.
Right. Oh. It's okay. I liked it. See, we're being intimate. It was great.
Full disclosure, Chelsea snorts. It happens.
What?
She laughs. When I laugh. I was enjoying your story. That's all.
Thanks.
All right. So, fake name letter of the day is S.
What up, S?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, Chels.
Stace.
What's going on in the dating world?
Okay.
Talk to me.
So, this is an oldie but a goodie. It's from a little bit ago. This guy, there's a bit to this story, so bear with me.
Oh, I'm sitting down.
So, this guy named, I like that name. I don't want it to be him.
Right? Isn't it hard when you think of those names and you're like, no, I really liked him.
This one is Sebastian.
Hey, Seabass.
Hey, Sebastian. Mm. So, my dad is a bowler on a bowling league, and he needed something from my mom, and I had to go give it to him. So, I go pick it up from my mom, and then I take it to the bowling alley. And when I walk in, there's this, like, one league team of younger guys. And, of course, like, radar goes up because they're the only young guys in the whole place. So it's like,
is that a female I smell?
So this one guy comes up to me, and his name is Sebastian. And he seems nice. We're chatting and all this good stuff. And he is, like, literally, like, running up to bowl and then running back over to me. Aww. And I'm just like, oh, puppy.
So, you don't have to say, come here, boy. He just is there.
He's just back.
Hey.
So one of the times when he walked away, I looked at my dad and I was kind of like, all right, what's going on? Like, is this guy crazy? He's like, nah, he's not a bad guy. I'm like, all right, well, if my dad's going to say he's not a bad guy, sure, I'll talk to him.
Side note, shout out to your dad for being cool with the situation, because I don't know what mine would have done. I feel like he would have been like, wait, what? 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 And then he would have called my mom and been like, what do I do?
Do I let this happen?
Right?
So, end of the night comes and I'm leaving because there's no reason for me to stay in a bowling alley. My dad's, like, going to stick around and hang out with his people. And,
hey, peeps.
I almost said his name. So,
Sebastian.
Sebastian.
You better save the shade.
I know, right? It's because we didn't explain it. So I need the explanation. It's not for you guys. So it's Sebastian says he'll walk me to my car. So we're walking to my car, and I ask him, I'm like, so what do you do for a living? And he kind of puts his arms out, and he's like, this. And immediately, I don't know if I was just on my sarcastic game, but, like, there was no downtime between his comments and my replies. And I went, you walk girls to their cars for your living?
Right? Because what is this? What is this?
And I was like, is there a camera? Like, what's going to happen? So then he goes, no, I'm a professional bowler.
What?
Now, you say what? I immediately said, congratulations, you're fulfilling the dreams of 40-year-old men everywhere.
Oh, my gosh! Come on!
He was so mad!
How old was he? Like, rough guess. You can give a range.
He was 26? 27? 26, 27? Something like that?
Dang.
So I say this, and I think it's funny, and I laugh. I thought it was funny just now. Like, so I think it's funny. And he got so serious. He's like, you know what? This is my job, and I take it very seriously, and I like my job, and I'm good at it. And I'm like, okay.
I can't even fault him. I can't even fault him.
No, I was just so excited that I came up with a one-liner that I thought was funny.
Don't you hate that, though, when you think, like, when you're just, like, rolling with the punches?
Right, and
cool.
I thought it was funny. And then there was his line, don't mess with his job.
Oh, don't mess with Texas. You mess.
I did.
Oh, there was one time, what was it? It's when I went to get either when I got my first smartphone or when I got my MacBook, but went to the Apple store, and so this guy's, like, helping me out. And so we're having, like, a good, like, banter back and forth.
What was his name?
His name was Sven. What up, Golden Girls? So it was from Sven. An episode. I'm just saying. So he's helping me out. So it's just, like, I always get nervous going into certain situations, like, purchasing certain items. Because, you know, being a female, and if it's, you know, male-dominated area or something like that.
Yeah, we don't know.
Exactly. So he's being really cool about it. Like, I did some of my research. So we're talking, going back and forth, having sarcastic comments. So then he goes to go grab my laptop or whatever I got. It was my laptop. Purchased my laptop. So he went to go grab that. So then another guy comes up. He's like, oh, you know.
What was his name?
Oh, gosh. Shane.
Nice.
What up, Shane? So Shane comes up. He's like, oh, is everything okay? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. What's his face was helping me.
Sven.
She's like, okay. Oh, thanks. Sven was helping me. So then Shane, like, we're talking a little bit because things started to slow down at the store. So then what name did I use?
Sven or Shane?
Sven. Sven. Sven returns with all of my stuff. And so then the other guy, Shane, goodness, this is hard. Listen, this is why you don't date. Like,
dude, I am telling you.
Man, like, shoo. I have another story after this. So this is why you don't date too many people, because then you mix up names and you name drop and it's bad. And I will tell myself later. So, goodness. So he comes back.
Sven comes back.
And then Shane is just like, oh, you don't want to talk to him, you know. I think he's pretty weird. So they're like friends. They're joking around. I'm just like, I mean, I kind of got that vibe from him. And so he's just like, what? I'm not weird. I mean, I just live with like 50 cats. I was like, oh, is that why you smell bad? This man. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And the guy did not have deodorant on. And I was just like, oh, because you know, if like something smells like cat pee, you're just like, oh, that person has cats, or someone has like fur all over them. So I was like, oh, is that why you smell bad? Just went south. He was done. I was like, yeah. No.
He's like, I don't care about the commission.
Except I felt awful.
Oh, you insulted Sven.
I felt awful. Oh, I felt awful.
So who rang you up for your computer?
Neither one of them. So I appreciate Shane's loyalty, but I did not mean it.
No, I
as
get that.
That.
I see. Just, okay, so that goes the same way.
Right, but so, not every,
now that I'm thinking about this, like literally now that I'm thinking about
this. Hey, now.
I'm kind of thinking that the date that happened after this might have been in retaliation for my comment.
Oh,
I might not have been. I let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
So we decided, as a very quick side note,
side notes.
I looked up Through Thick and Thin. And it just means under all circumstances, no matter how difficult. So it's not literally.
Listen, whoever came up with, I always wonder who are the people that came up with these common phrases.
Right.
I mean, first of all, half of them you can find, I'm not even joking, in the Bible. Like, you'll go through, like, Proverbs, and you'll be like, oh, this is where they get this phrase from. It's the truth. But then, with other simple things, like peanut butter and jelly, who started that sandwich? Who? Because it's amazing. We all know about it. Right? We all do little remixes. Oh, I don't need jelly. I just want bananas. Like, what do you do? What? Who gets the credit for that? That's all. So, continue. I like sandwiches. Sandwiches.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Oh, my God. You're so pretty.
Oh, my gosh. Only because you're contagious.
Hey, pretty eyes.
Hey, pretty eyes. I'm sorry. So,
we're going to have to start, like, making bets as to when we say that in the show.
That's true.
like, the winner who guesses on Twitter gets something.
Done. All right. Give us suggestions.
Next week. We want guesses for next week's show.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we'll say it. Because
really?
We've said it every time.
Right.
Okay,
now,
so,
what was your...
so Sebastian, he and I, he takes my phone number, walks me to my car, everything seemed fine. I did apologize. I was like, I'm sorry. I thought it was a funny joke. Like, yeah.
Good for you. I just froze in horror.
So... Good for you.
It was real smooth.
Because I feel like if you'd have kept talking, it would have gotten worse.
Exactly. No, I mean,
no,
yeah,
I mean you smell bad
because
like,
you have cats, not because you just smell bad.
Yeah, I mean, you could smell bad for other reasons, like you don't shower. I mean, you look like you shower. Do you shower?
Right? I mean, your hair looks good. Maybe it's a cultural thing. I don't know. Like, I would just keep going. It'd be awful. So,
you would just, eventually you'd, like, you'd insult his mother and it would just
exactly.
be,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's, and maybe that's why I wrote a letter just saying, I want to thank.
Yeah. Like, I want to
thank Sven so much for his great customer service and blah, 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 blah. And another employee, Shane, also came to check
on me. Now you know their names.
Because I feel bad all over again. I'm like, I'm going to get it right this time.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay,
I'm sorry. So go ahead.
No, you're fine. So, okay, this is when we decided, like, back in the day, when I stupidly agreed to movie dates. I did it a lot. I promised. I've done a lot of stories about movie dates. Don't do it. Yeah, just don't do it.
You go to a movie and then dinner.
But if you've never met them before, all you're doing is going to a movie and sitting
Correct.
Next to somebody in a dark room. It's
right.
weird.
It's yeah. You wouldn't do it at home. Why would you do it in public?
Right. So sorry.
No, you're fine.
So
you're welcome.
So this I'm gonna tell you the movie because it's important to the story. So we decide on St. Patrick's Day that we're gonna meet
Whoa.
For a day date.
Very nice.
And we're gonna go see 300.
Oh, nice.
That dates this date really clearly.
Oh, side note, 300, that was also taken from the Bible. Book of Judges. It's true. Defeated. Yeah. What up, Jesus? Love you. Continue.
I feel like the story's long anyway, and we've, like, detoured, like, 9 times.
Welcome to us. This is who we are. You want an intimate look? This is it, people. This is
Welcome.
It. Welcome. Side note, how do you sum this up? On a online dating profile page, this is where I have difficulties. So I just say I'm a good time.
We'll take suggestions for Stacey's dating profile
yeah.
on our Facebook, Reasons
there we
Why
go.
I'm Single.
Yes.
Feel free to just suggest away. Also, if you have suggestions for me, I'll take them.
That's real.
I'll put them on there.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're real weird.
Right? I'm just like, no, I will not dye my hair
Okay,
blonde.
So I looked it up. 300 happened in 2007.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, 2007 and
not
it's episode
great.
7.
Aww.
So continue, 300.
Okay,
maybe
so
you want abs.
We walk into this movie, I walk into the movie theater. We're meeting at the movie theater. I walk in. It's a big lobby. I look around. There are people kind of all over, but it's not super full.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I met this guy one time. For probably like an hour,
mm-hmm.
and it was dark. Like, it's dark
oh.
in a bowling alley, it's dark outside,
oh.
it was dark. So there is one person who kind of looks like him, and he's on the phone. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to walk up to this person who's on the phone. That's rude.
Wait, did you have his number?
Yeah, and I texted him. I was there.
Oh, okay.
But All he right, didn't good. Respond, but then there's this guy on the phone, so I'm like, well, maybe he's... That's him. So then he, like, kind of, like, flags me over, still on the phone. Like, oh, yeah, it's me. Come here.
Okay.
It's like, and I go, and that was, like, the best guy voice I've ever done, by the way.
Hey, babe.
So, so he's still on the phone, and now I'm just kind of standing, like, 2 feet away from him, waiting for him to get off the mm-hmm. phone, which, first off, rude.
Thank you.
Get off your phone.
Or at least meet me halfway. Don't say, hey. Come over here where I'm standing.
And then stand next to me while I'm on the phone. So right. I stand there. I look at the clock. I'm like, well, I want to see this movie. So I go. I kind of mouth it to him. I'm like, I'm going to go get my ticket. And then he goes, oh, no, 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 hang on. I'm like, no, I'm just going to go get my ticket. Like,
right?
So I'm not asking you to pay for it. I'm just going to get my ticket. So I get up there. I stand in line. I get up to the front. The lady's like, hi, welcome to movie theater. What would you like to see? And I was like, hi, I'll take one for 300. And he comes out of like nowhere and he leans forward and goes, two, and then walks away. And I was like, and the girl looked at me and was like, I know you're not paying for his ticket when he acts like that. And I was like, no, one. And then he walks over and goes, no, two. Just you buy the tickets and then I'll buy the snacks. And I was like, okay, that's fair. Fine. Like, if you only want to put it on your credit card one time, you know, I get it. Whatever. Hmm. So I pay for the tickets. We walk over. He's still on the phone.
Did he at least say, like, hey, there's a situation?
No. Literally said nothing to me besides, you pay for the tickets.
Oh, he's bitter.
And I'll pay for the movie, which is why I'm kind of realizing that maybe he did this to me on purpose.
Yeah.
So.
Just to be like, see, chicks but want bowlers.
I apologized. Anyway, so I get in line for the snacks, and he walks over, and he stands in line for a second and goes, you know what? I'm not really that hungry. Let's just go see the movie.
Oh, yeah. He did that on purpose.
So mad. And I was like, no, I'm going to get popcorn, and you're going to pay for it, because that was what we decided. And he was like,
this is not a good start to the day.
And he's on the phone still, and he's like, no, you know, I'm just really not hungry. I'm just going to go stand by the movie theater. I'll meet you there.
What?
And I'm like, so I'm paying for the ticket, and then I am not sharing this popcorn with you. Like,
I said good day.
So I get over there, and I have now paid for two tickets for this movie. I've had maybe three sentences conversation with this guy, and he's still me. And we're standing outside the theater waiting to go in because he's still on the phone. Huh. And I was like, okay, I'm just going in.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, wait for me. I won't be able to find you. I'm like, I don't care. And I walked in like. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm done. So I go, I sit down. He finds me, begrudgingly.
And she was the prettiest girl in the whole movie theater.
No.
I mean, you're pretty hot.
Aw, you're so pretty.
Oh, thanks.
So then we're sitting there, and he tries to get some of my popcorn. And I'm, like, holding it as far away from me in the opposite direction of him as I can.
You better pay cash.
And he's like, you're not going to share your popcorn? I was like, you didn't pay for it.
Just get your own popcorn. Exactly.
Well, he made me pay for the ticket. He made me pay for both the tickets. Jess just came in, by the way.
That's wrong.
And then he told me he would pay for the snacks. And then when we got in line for the snacks, he was like, I'm not really that hungry. Let's just go see the movie.
You're nicer than me. I would have took his ticket and my ticket. I would have sat in that movie, not let him in, not let him touch my popcorn.
Oh, no, he didn't get any of my popcorn.
Yeah.
And I kept calling it away from home.
So then we're watching 300. 300, the women in that movie are very good looking, and they wear, like, I mean, nobody in that movie wears a lot.
I mean, if I had their bodies, I would not be clothed either.
No, I mean, I say it all the time.
You want to do your laundry? On my stomach.
I'm like, if I looked like they looked, you'd have to convince me to wear clothes to church.
It's true. So. Stacey, why didn't you wear pants to work today?
Do you see these legs? No.
I tell everyone, two things that'll change your life, Jesus and squats. I tell them all the time.
And water. Drink water.
Right. Yay!
So we're sitting there, and these hot women are on the screen, and he keeps leaning over to me going, would you wear that for me?
What?
And I looked over and was like, no. And he's like, oh, why? And I'm like,
what?
No. So then the movie ends, and thank goodness the movie ends. We walk out. He walks me to my car. And again, because I don't know how to end. Yeah, because apparently that's his job.
It is. Great job, sir.
Sebastian. So that was such a gentle bell.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You were angry.
Stacey's like, and I'm like,
Sebastian.
Angry. Okay. It's still 2007, and I'm still bitter.
Right. Let it go.
Actually, I'm only bitter when I like feel the emotions again. I was really mad.
That's real.
So, and I remember, like, a friend of mine was home from the Navy, and she had helped me pick out my outfit. Aww. He didn't even acknowledge the fact that I looked cute. I put effort in to look nice, and he just, like, hosed me. Now, if you didn't want to go on the date with me because I said some crap about you being a bowler, it was a joke. I already apologized. Suck it. So...
But I feel like, so him...
Wait, I wish I was telling it. It's not even over.
I'm so silent. Okay,
so we leave, and I don't know how to end a date, so I hug him, and I get in my car, and again, he's like, oh, all right, whatever. So then I have his phone number, right? Well, it's St. Patrick's Day. What are you going to do on St. Patrick's Day when you have a bad date and you're mad, but your friend is home from the Navy? You go and drink.
Okay.
So
we
go downtown. We're downtown, and we're drinking, and we're having, and we have just enough drinks that I decide that it's an excellent decision to call him.
No, no.
Oh, I totally called him.
No.
Now, mind you, I am very aware that this is not all his fault. Okay, I got it.
Great.
But.
We're just saying this is the reason why we're single.
I was so mad, and I had so hyper-focused on the fact that he didn't even tell me I looked nice.
Oh,
that
no.
I call him drunk off my butt, and I'm like, you haven't said I looked pretty. And I put on a scarf for you.
Wait, a scarf or a skirt?
A scarf. It was like, it was back when everybody was wearing scarves.
That's true.
It was very trendy scarf time. So, I'm like, I'm a scarf. I did my hair. I look pretty. Oh, I didn't even tell you. He was wearing like a tuxedo t-shirt, the leprechaun tuxedo t-shirt. So, if you look at our logo, it's the upper right guy is his little, he's got a bowling ball.
Look at that.
Yeah,
what up, logo?
Yeah, they were talking to me. I was like, well, our next show, we're going to talk about this. So, okay, flash forward.
I'm there.
Apparently, he was making fun of me at bowling to my father.
No. Oh, did he not know that was your dad?
Oh, no, he knew that was my dad.
Oh.
He's just that guy.
Oh, rude.
He's just that guy. So, I'm like... and apparently he was making some comment about how I was giving him attitude, but I had told my dad what happened on the date. I was like, did he mention the fact? And so then my dad called him out in front of everybody on their bowling league.
Good
like,
job, Dad.
You're like, I'm sorry she was upset that you ignored her until you got into the theater and you didn't pay for anything. And then you tricked her into paying for more crap. And then you were just rude. You were just rude. So he was made to feel like a clown. Now,
good.
Fast forward again, years this time. So this is like
hey years,
4 years ago maybe.
Whoa,
like 2012. Yeah, like forward.
Wait, no, 2011. Because you said it happened in 07.
Oh,
7/11. Oh,
full circle.
Yes, broke the matrix.
So we are. A friend of mine is home from the Navy. Different friend, ironically.
Wow.
Her name was... Okay, first off, first name, first friend was Selena.
Oh! I missed it.
Beady, 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 bum, bum. And the second friend was Serafina.
Oh!
That's a good one.
What's the name? Is that... No, Awkwafina. I was like, is that water?
Serafina was home from the Navy, and she and I decided, because my dad... was on the bowling league, we could actually bowl for free while they're on the league.
Oh, like, wow.
Once one of the team members is done playing, we can get, like, a couple games for free. So we do this.
Nice.
Now, we're bowling. Everything's fine. And Over starts waddling, and I say waddle just because it was barely walking, a very inebriated Sebastian.
Oh, no.
He comes up to me, and he's like, Chelsea. And I'm like... Hi, Sebastian. And he's like, Chelsea, I just want to say I'm sorry. I was so focused on my career.
Oh.
That I couldn't see how nice you were. And I'm just so, like, hiccups, drunken. No. And he's like, are you guys playing bowling? And I'm like, yeah, we're bowling. It's bowling
alley. We're at a bowling alley.
Yeah, we're bowling.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I bowl. I don't really like bowl professionally anymore.
Oh,
but
I'm so sad.
Oh my gosh, it's not that sad, I promise. It's totally come up.
I'm so sad.
And he's just like, who's your friend?
Hey,
and
Ben.
I was like, hey Sebastian, this is Serafina. And she's like, is this the guy from St. Patrick's Day?
Hey, St. Patrick.
And I'm like, yes, Serafina, this is the guy from St. Patrick's Day. And she's like, he seems really drunk. I'm like, he didn't drink back then, but apparently this isn't like full disclosure. He was having a bad day. So he decided
like
to drink.
Like you were when you went on a date with him.
So he decided to drink that day, and it just happened to be the day that I was there. And then he decided he was going to apologize for his behavior at the date. And he was drunk. So, yeah. But man, like. Crazy.
Lots of full circles.
That's a, like, very, there's a whole bunch of circles in that
one. So, hey, circles. Hey, Venn diagrams.
Hey.
So,
tell me about it, Stace.
Would you say that he was drunker than you were when you called him on St. Patrick's Day?
That's a fair question. I would say he was drunker. Yeah. I think it was a different kind of drunk because I was in like a happy party atmosphere and I was just mad about that one situation.
I'm pretty!
I think he was having a bad day. And so he was like drinking for his sorrows.
Oh, I'm sad that he wasn't a professional bowler.
I mean, I'm sure he's, I think he actually even went back to it. He's full disclosure, very good bowler. Like, he, 300 is the highest you can get, and he gets them all.
Oh, 300! Ah,
oh, my God!
Circles! All the circles!
There's so many circles!
Oh, my gosh!
There's 300 circles.
What? Oh, Lord.
There's five for the Olympic
No, but
rings.
He gets them all the time. It's not easy to get, and he gets them all the time.
Good for him. So, wow.
Or at least he did when I knew him. Wow. I don't know what he's doing now, but... But hey, Sebastian, I hope you're still professional bowling.
Yay.
I hope you pay for movie tickets when you take girls out. At least offer. Or at least pay for your own.
And get off the phone and pay attention to the person that's in front of you. Unless it's an emergency, we'll see what happens.
And if they're wearing a scarf, tell them it's pretty.
You better tell them that it's pretty. Side note, so with the multiple circles and all that stuff, so... Oh, it took me a minute.
I love you so much. That was such a pity laugh.
Like, I know. Like, I felt.
Oh, I got your joke.
I felt how fake it was, and I felt terrible when it came out.
That's so funny.
So with multiple circles, and then with you handling all of your different names that start with S's like a pro, I want to circle back around.
Circle back around.
To when I said, this is why you don't like date a whole bunch of people.
I'm so excited.
Because in college, toward the end, again, I was goody two-shoes, but then when I got to college, I blossomed. So
she had some real cute shoes, guys.
Man, yeah, super cute. Super cute. And my chest was huge. So
you're painting a real pretty picture.
I know, right? Oh, good. So anyways, but I was modest for the most part. But then I was told when you go out, like, you show off the goods a little bit and then you don't have to pay for drinks.
Your friend who is married, by the way, who we talked about earlier in the show, she's the one who did that to you.
Man, instigator. It worked for her. Why didn't it work for me?
Oh, hey, circles.
So this is all, this part of the show is brought to you by
Circles.
So
they're round,
I was dating,
and never ending.
Oh gosh, I can't even like rhyme all the names together because they all rhyme. There's no way I can do that with S's.
No.
So I was dating three different guys and their names all rhymed. So I was,
wait, we can do this.
No. I was dating two guys who their names rhymed, and then my roommate was dating a guy.
One just has to be fake.
Okay, so which one do I start
with?
So
we could do Sam.
Sam.
Slam.
Slam.
Oh, I have to have another one.
And that's what I'm saying. And shabam.
Shabam!
So I went on.
So you're dating Sam and Slam.
So I'm not even, like, officially dating them. So I went on a date with Sam. And so we met up again. I was like a tomboy at heart, but this was in college. I was like blossoming into like my femininity.
She was figuring out her stuff.
Exactly. So we met up. I would see him at the gym because I was still on campus. And in the summertime, I just worked through the summer because I had an apartment then. So we met at the gym and we played basketball, but he's trying to be all like loving basketball. Like, ooh, I'm going to guard you. I'm like, no, I'm going to need you to play defense. Like, I would get so angry. So
play the freaking game, right? Sam.
So he was really, really cute, really nice, but just,
what did he look like? Sorry. Paint me a picture.
I mean, he was.
Was he tall?
He was. I would say average height. He was dark. He was handsome. He had nice teeth, and he was ripped. Like he was. Ripped, like, you know, we can be shirts and skins. I'll be the skins.
Like,
he didn't say that, but I would do that in a heartbeat if I had a body like his.
That's what I'm saying.
So that was, you know, whatever it was, what it was. So then there was another guy that I met through someone that I worked with, and he was also tall. Not tall, average size, dark and handsome and ripped. And he was super shy. And I'm just like, but he's pretty.
Come on and slam.
Right?
And welcome to the jam.
Yes. So actually, you know what, Chelsea? This is all you, because I told you that there are two people. And you're like, oh, so what name should we use? Sam and Slam. So I was like, oh, I keep calling Sam Slam. Is that it?
Yeah.
Sure. Either whatever way it went. And you're just like, oh, I was like, I don't want to name drop. And you should be like, oh, I kept adding in the L because you're luscious. So sure enough, I'm hanging out with the one and I keep calling him Slam instead of Sam. And he's just like, listen, you keep doing that. I'm like, doing my goose. You keep calling me Slam. I'm like, oh, I just said the L because you're luscious. And he totally bought it.
I gave that to you?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I have so much. Okay, full disclosure. I have such good game for other people.
Girl, I have great advice for other people.
I can give you, like, I'm an excellent wingman. Let me take you to a bar.
Wingwoman.
I will get you meeting people.
I believe.
You have to get yourself whatever you need to get, but I can get you meeting them and talking to them. And,
yes.
And I am an excellent wingman. But the second I decide I'm going to, like, ooh, that guy's cute, I'm going to go flirt with him, I'm like, shoes.
Right? potato pancakes.
I had some the other day.
Oh, nice.
They were really good.
What are latkes? Are those potato pancakes or is that something different?
I don't know.
Side note, pierogi. Delicious.
I love pierogies.
Yes.
Oh.
Other side note. So instead I call people, if someone's being stupid, I don't know where this came from, I call them a potato. I'm like, you are being such a potato right now. Someone was just like, where did that come from? I go, well, I think it's because, like, hanging out with my nephew, and I'm getting a niece this winter.
Yay!
So hanging out with children, you know, first of all, you shouldn't have, like, crazy language in the first place. So I used to swear like crazy, but occasionally something happens.
We all know what happened in fourth grade.
I know. Girl, don't tell my mom. Don't tell my mom again. But yeah, life happens. But someone's just like, why do you always say potato? I'm just like, because a potato is lame. No one just picks up a potato and bites into it. No, you have to do something with a potato. You need to cut it up. You need to fry it, make fries out of it, make chips, make a baked potato, add some sour cream, do whatever. But just a plain potato, that's laziness and that's unacceptable. I was like, shout out to that English degree for just coming up with it. Coming up with the reasons. Coming up with stuff for that. So.
Okay, so first off, I can't believe that Sam. I can't believe that Sam bought that luscious thing for Slam.
I know, right?
So, and then where does Shabam come in?
My roommate was dating Shabam. And I told her, I was just like, we need to make some decisions because we're like dating Huey, Dewey, and Louie here. And there's just too much going on for us to handle.
I'm so confused.
Right? There's names and letters. It's so hard.
Oh my gosh, goodness. That's great. So did either of them pan out?
No. I mean, I knew they wouldn't.
Right.
But I mean, I was just, you know, young and dumb and having fun.
That's when you look at a guy. Oh, man. When you look at a guy and you're like, oh, you're a bad decision I'm going to make.
Right. You're pretty, though. You're pretty.
I dated a guy for a little bit in college, and he was so pretty. He was so pretty. He was tall, and he had the six-pack.
Man.
He was a swimmer, so he had that.
Oh,
like,
the triangle? With those broad
the
shoulders.
Big shoulders. Yeah, all day, man. All day.
He
was
Olympics.
So pretty, but he was...
A potato.
Mm-hmm.
He was a potato.
It was one of those moments where he would say stuff, and I would just be like, oh, honey, take off your shirt.
Right?
I'm just super annoyed with you, but I'm going to count your abs.
It's funny because now that I think about it, like, I would say, gosh, like, there was, goodness, out of, like, the last five guys that I dated, three of them were ripped.
Yeah.
Like, ripped.
Were they dumb, though?
One was very, the other one, I met him in college. He was super smart.
Was his name Salim?
No.
I don't know. It starts with an S.
Oh, I'm like, nah, it wasn't. I'm like, when did I date it? I was like, oh, that's the fake.
It's the fake name letter of the day. Welcome to the show, Stace.
Right. Oh my goodness, I'm so glad to be here. Will you make me a regular if I'm really good today?
I'll make you a cartoon.
You mean it?
Well, I didn't make it. I'm not gonna lie. We're gonna have credit and everything for it online.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
But yeah, but the last couple of guys that I've dated, like, they were ripped, but in terms of being physically attracted to, like, their faces and all that, I'm like, meh, it's okay.
Jess, did you see our logo?
Yay. Oh, I love it.
Yay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're official.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank Podcast Detroit. I'd like to thank Jess. And, of course, I'd like to thank Chelsea.
Me.
You.
She went and saved the best for last.
Right?
You.
Who's Soulja Boy's best friend?
You. So now we have hit the point in the show where we're going to talk about
first impressions.
First impressions are when I read you guys off the messages that guys send me on dating sites. Stacy has very recently joined a dating site, so she doesn't have any to share.
It's true.
But maybe in a couple weeks.
Right. So. I just meet people in person, and that's awkward as well. When people say stupid things about, hey, I'm racist. I'm like, oh, great icebreaker, sir. Great icebreaker. God, I wish I was joking.
Like, was this following, like, with, like, do you want to change my... I mean, either way, unacceptable. But, like, hey, I'm racist. Do you want to change my mind? Or something. I mean, it's not good. Don't get me wrong.
Right, well, actually,
it's... Look at this downward spiral. I'm just going to light myself
on
fire.
We're out of the circle. Actually, it started the opposite way. It was just like, ooh, what's your name? Blah, 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 blah. Side note, I hate black people. I was like,
well, I'm black.
Right. Didn't know if you knew. This thing doesn't fade in the wintertime. So thanks for not playing, and I will pray
bye
for
then.
You, and Jesus saves.
So I don't have a ton of, like, individual ones. I have two.
That's all we need.
And I did kind of talk to these guys, but so I kind of want to read you the back and forth, because it got a little ridiculous. Ooh. Now, one, I am still planning on going on a date with him, because...
You know what? Don't tell which one. We'll reveal it later.
I have to see how it goes, honestly. Okay, so this guy said...
What's his name?
His name is Solomon.
Oh, from the Bible.
You're going to be mad.
I know. Now I am going to be mad.
Should I change it?
No, because we all know it's it. Well, it's like if you meet, like, a crazy Stacy, but then you meet me and you're just like, oh, not all Stacys are crazy.
Good to know.
Right? Because I'm not crazy.
Because the more you say, I'm not creepy.
I'm not crazy. Right?
I swear I'm not creepy. Let me just hold on to your hand with both of my hands.
Right?
Aww.
Never let go.
Put both of your hands together and pray. I'll never let go, man. Jack.
But she had to if she wanted to live, because she's selfish.
Because somebody didn't share the headboard.
Just saying. No, it was a door.
Was it a door?
Wow. Get your mind out the gutter.
Goodness. No one's doing that in the frozen tundra.
I don't know. They would have kept their blood flow up.
Goodness. We're just trying to stay alive.
Stay together. It's fine.
Right.
It'll be fine. Right.
We got married. The sea captain married us. He's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's
fine.
Good.
It's all good. Okay, that has nothing to do with first impressions.
So, let's start over. What time is it?
It's time for
first impressions.
So, first impressions are when I read you off the list of everything the guy sent to me. I can't believe we just did that. That's terrible.
Yay.
If you guys had video in here, we would have way more.
I cannot wait until there's video.
Seriously?
It's going to be
great. Oh my gosh, the one guy just sent me a message right now. I should switch to this one. Hang on, it's changing.
Oh,
it's on
goodness.
A different site, so
oh,
I gotta switch.
So Chelsea's going to switch over to the other site, where she's going to tell us some of the back and forth banter and or shenanigans that's been going on in her dating profile.
Okay, so this guy's name.
Hey, this guy
was. This is a different guy. This guy's name was Sheldon.
Aww.
So, so this guy sends me a message and he says, "How's it going?" He kind of looks Egyptian.
Dude, that's the second one for you.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Hey.
So,
oh,
why isn't this listening to me?
Scroll why don't up, you listen please. To me?
Okay, so he is in school to be a doctor.
Wow!
Yeah,
congratulations.
So he says, "How's it going?" And I said, "Pretty good. How are you doing?" I said, "Pretty good. Another fabulous day in the life. How are you doing?" And then he went, "Ha ha ha! Good for you. Good for you." And he's like, "What do you do?" And I'm like, "I'm an esthetician who works for a skincare company. I travel to different stores in the area and offer them support. I'm also a karaoke host." He goes, "Nice. That sounds fun. You have cool pictures." I'm like, "Thanks. It's usually fun. how long have you been in Michigan? Because it did say that he's from California.
Oh, so, wow. Nice.
And he's like, about a month. I'm like, how's it going so far? And he's like, so far so good. Still haven't had a chance to explore. I'm like, you should go up north. It's like another world. It's really pretty.
Beautiful.
And he goes, do you want to be my tour guide? And I was like, I'm terrible at directions. I'd be the worst guide.
Shoot, you and me both. I use Google Maps to get down the street.
He'd be like, so we're going left?
Thank you. I don't know north and south. Left? I know left and right.
Yeah,
that's
it's
all.
Not, I'm with you. And then he goes, you want to hang out sometime? No worries about the directions. I can guide us. And, and he's like, let me know if you want to hang out sometime. We should hang out sometime. We should meet up. I prefer that to talking on here forever. Send me a text. And then he sends me his phone number. And then at that point, I had stopped. I had walked away from the site. I do that. I check them once a day. If you're going to be impatient, whatever.
Right. So, we have jobs.
Right. Like, there are
We've
lives.
We've got bills.
Got to pay them.
Right. Talking to you doesn't pay my bills.
So then the next day I get a, sorry, or didn't get a text from you. And I'm like, sorry, I prefer to chat on here rather than text. I apologize for the delayed response. I must have forgotten to respond. And he goes, no worries. I thought you said you wanted to hang out sometime. Why won't you give me your phone number? And I'm like, I never said we can hang out, but I guess we can meet up. Well, when are you free? And I'm like, how's Sunday night? Which means this Sunday, because this hasn't happened yet. And he's like, sounds good. How tall are you, by the way? And I'm like,
oh. He said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, uh-oh.
Maybe he knows.
I was like, uh-oh.
Maybe he listens to the show.
Well,
and
I
he's
didn't,
just like, I'm
I did not
script.
Say 5'5 and a half. I said 5'5.
Oh.
And then I said, how tall are you? And he goes, 5'8. And then he said, maybe he does listen to the show.
That's what I'm saying.
He goes, you can wear heels up to 3 inches and we can still make out. And I went, good to know. And he goes, send me a text then. And I was like, I don't give out my number until after I've met someone. This is legitimate. This isn't just for him.
Right.
I have had people get crazy on my phone number. I have had the same phone number since I was 16.
Yep.
I am not changing it for anybody. So no, unless I meet you and I decide that you can have my phone number, I'm not giving it to everybody. Also, I don't want to see a picture of your penis. I don't.
Just saying.
Like, at all.
Just saying. I don't want an eggplant emoji. I don't want it.
Yeah, no. So, I said, I've learned that lesson the hard way. And he goes, that's kind of weird. And I was like, some of the people I've given my number to have wound up being really weird. So I've adjusted. And then he's like, do you have a Facebook? I'm like, I do have a Facebook. He goes, well, give me your Facebook. And I'm like, I'm not going to give you, if I'm not giving you my phone number, I'm not going to give you my Facebook where I have links to all of my family, my nieces, nephew. Like, no, no.
You're being aggressive, sir.
Right? So then he's like, LOL, sounds like you've had a real bad experience with guys in the past. I'm like, there's all sorts of people out there. And then he goes, I'm in training to become a doctor. I'm kind of offended that you think I'm weird. I never said you were weird.
Right? So I don't believe that he's trying to become a doctor. Like, with this immature banter going back and forth. Like, by the way, I'm trying to be a doctor. You need to respect that. I don't respect your student loan debt, and you're trying to get in a relationship with me right now. Like,
get that under control and then call me.
Just saying, you better call Thrivent before you come at me with this attitude wanting my phone number. You better get a plan. Get a plan. Get a residency.
And I said, don't be offended. Be impressed in my self-preservation.
Look at you.
And then he goes, ha, ha, ha. Okay, so where do you want to meet? I'm like, I thought we were going to figure it out on Sunday. And he was like, never mind, yeah. And the one I just got just now is he says one of his colleagues is pregnant, which he said preg. And
oh my gosh, their tote's preg. Oh, I'm going to have to start using that because I say perf instead of perfect. Oh my gosh, your tote's preg.
And then he goes, I might have to work on Sunday if she delivers. Do you want to go out on Saturday in case? Even though I already told him I'm not available, and I'm only available on Sunday because I work hard for my money.
Do, do, do.
So hard for it, honey.
Do, do, do.
She works hard for the money because you know it'll treat you right. I think those are the words. So, okay, so here's the other guy.
Oh.
I know, I'm telling you guys conversations, but these are the ones that have, like, really thrown me for a loop lately.
I don't know about this. I feel like he listens to the show. I feel like, listen, if you're listening right now, I feel like you listen to the show. I feel like you've been a great, dedicated member, and we thank you for your support.
We appreciate
That's
you for
awesome.
Listening.
And I feel like you're trying to just, like, nip it in the bud and, like, out us, so then you can be like, oh, this is why they're single, blah, 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 blah. So if that's what you're trying to do, I mean, if you want to get to know us, that's cool. But just know that just because, oh, I'm trying to be a doctor or blah, 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 blah. No, I'm going to date you because of your personality and because you're cool. Just that's because true. You slap on a title or a suffix or a prefix or whatever, that's not the reason you're attracted or you're attractive, rather.
Yeah.
You need to come at me with some substance that, like, no, give me your number. No, give me your Facebook. No, why don't you sit down and get your manners together?
Preach.
Yes, you can. You
this
can.
Has been life lessons by Stacey.
So, back to Solomon.
Solomon. I'm sorry. I, like,
thanks
got
for
a, I
should have, show.
We should have decided what we were. Oh, should I respond to him before we move on? What was his name? Sheldon. Should I respond to him or no? Let him stew.
When was the last time you guys responded? Can you see that you're on the app? Okay. Wait. We're doing a show.
We're busy.
I'm not putting my life on hold for you with your attitude. First you want my number, then you want to interrupt my podcast. You better sit down with that stuff. I don't have time. Talk about...
Daisy.
I'm angry. Wow. Bitterness. I told you.
Daisy got
salty.
So
Daisy.
Angry.
Salty.
Salty.
See, even the baby's angry.
You had spite. So much spite. Okay. So this guy just has a... Solomon. He has a weird kind of otherworldly or older worldly...
Hey, Solomon was...
Well, listen to this, and then I'll tell you how old he is, okay?
Oh,
or at least how old he says he is.
Okay.
Good morning, Chelsea. This is going to be bold of me. But would you like to go for a walk and chit-chat sometime? I would prefer the pleasure and honor of getting to know someone in person rather than through electronic devices. I was only inquiring... For it's much easier to actually get to know someone. Electronics have a tendency to hide a person's true personality, which can make it a devious and untrustworthy way of communication. I was thinking of a public place, like Partridge Creek Outdoor Mall. They've got plenty of square footage to do just that. I was born, raised, believed, and lived by respecting women and my elders. I take plenty of fish with a grain of salt. For you can never be too for you can never be too cautious. With/around people nowadays. I don't take a person's trust lightly. Most men nowadays are animalistic in nature and only think/care about one thing. It's quite disturbing.
This was the whole first message?
Yes.
Dude! Whoa!
How old do you think he is?
I'm going to say...
70.
Right? Sounds like it, right?
I will give him 47.
31.
What?
Where's he from? London.
It'll show him. It'll show him that I looked at his web at his thing. If I look on his web,
okay.
So I don't want.
So
to.
Number one, about the whole electronic devices thing, I'd rather meet in person. Does he realize he's using an electronic device right now to talk to you?
Like, I get that though. I do get that. Like, I don't want to talk to somebody for like 6 days on here. Like, let's just meet. See if it's crazy or not.
Right.
Like, and you never know. It could be great. And then I'll come on the show and be like, oh my God, guys, I had a great date.
Right.
It happened.
Show's over. Bye.
Show's
get
over.
Me married.
Chelsea, you tell me when you get married.
But like, that's a lot of information to throw at somebody. So my response was like, I do agree. I prefer to meet rather than just talk on here for days and days and days. But I would prefer to get to know somebody a little bit, like...
Yeah.
A little something. Like, so I know at least we have something in common.
Right.
So, like, because I apparently I'm trying to fill up my Sunday.
Man.
I was like, I'm available Sunday. He's like, well, I work till 10:30. So should we meet at Partridge Creek Mall at 11:30 p.m. on Sunday?
P.M. P.M. No.
And all people get killed.
Thank you. That's, and I'm like.
I was like, okay, after church, maybe grab some brunch. Cool. Not PM.
Yeah. Is today the 4th?
Aw, May the 4th
yeah.
be with
yes.
you.
Yes. Okay, so I got another one from him, too. Man, I'm popular today.
They listen. I promise you they listen. I promise. We thank you for your support.
He just sent me one, like, 20 minutes ago that said, I'm available now if you'd like to try meeting. What does it say? Oh, it closed. What the heck? Oh, no. What's happening? Did I do something?
Is he in the studio? Was he at the meetup?
Oh, I don't know.
Better not be.
There's just a fish right now. I'm available now if you'd like to try meeting one another this evening. I hope this appeases you. Okay, I like vocabulary. I'm not lying, but I know that in my profile it says I think good grammar is sexy, but...
So I wonder if he's just, like, grabbing all...
He's just, like, thesaurus-dying.
Yes. He's, like, doing everything he can to, like, get in the zone. He's,
right?
He's like, please, Chelsea, come out with me.
Right?
My words are so good.
Right. I have so many big words.
I give good grammar.
That's awesome.
Hey, girl. Oh, my God. I give good grammar. Ooh. Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's... so fantastic.
These are some fantastic first impressions.
I am telling you, I'm gonna go on a date with one of them.
Ooh, will it be bachelor number one?
Wait.
Or bachelor number two.
What show is it? What's
Find out next time on Reasons Why I'm Single.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Woo! Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
This is a previously recorded episode.